Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Good Friday. Happy post-Christmas as we move toward looking back on the entire year. So President Trump, I mean, this stuff is comedy gold, is on the Santa line. I'm not sure if it was yesterday or the day or on Christmas Eve, but I just got it last night. This will be cut 4. Here's a little kid who says he wants a Kindle. And Trump seizes upon this to make comments about attracting high IQ people to America. All because, and remember, these kids, some of them are like 6, 7, 8 years of age. Here's Trump with the kid who wants a Kindle.
What do you want from Santa?
Oh, that's a hard one. For me, I probably most want a Kindle this year.
A Kindle?
Do you want what?
A Kindle.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. Well, you must be a high IQ person. We need more high IQ people in the country.
What the hell?
We definitely need more high IQ.
How do you get that from a kid?
Like, what a random thing to say to a child.
I know. Well, he's reading. That's why he's gone with it. All right. Here is a little bit more now. This is the girl. This one was really good. The girl, somehow or another, is trying to say not what she wants, what she doesn't want. She wants to make sure she doesn't get any coal in her stocking. Well, you roll that out with Trump, and you're going to get a lecture on clean coal. I'm surprised he didn't ask the girl if she wants to be a coal miner someday. Here's President Trump with a girl who doesn't want coal for Christmas.
President of the United States.
Hi. How are you?
How long until Santa will be?
Okay, well, Santa's now in Sweden. So Santa's got quite a trip to get to your great area, your great part of the world, because you live in a terrific place. But I would say Santa will make it in record time, probably in about 5 hours. 5 hours from now, Santa will be coming down your chimney and have a beautiful present for you. What would you like Santa to bring?
Not coal.
Not coal. No, you don't want coal. Well, coal is, you mean clean, beautiful coal. I had to do that, I'm sorry.
The coal is clean and beautiful. Please remember that at all costs. But you don't want clean, beautiful coal, right?
No.
What would you like?
Barbie, American Girl doll.
Barbie, okay. Well, you'll get that, I'm sure. What else? Anything else?
Clothes.
Good. That's good.
Candy.
Candy. Well, candy is good. Candy is good. Do you eat candy? Do you eat much candy?
Not all.
Well, you just... You eat as much as you want. Be healthy, okay?
Cute. Mother, be healthy. Eat as much candy as you want.
Cue Mama.
All right, okay. Thank you, Mr. President. Yeah, we're going to send Tootsie Rolls over.
And he's going to have beautiful presents. And say hello to your mom and dad, okay, honey?
Now, here's the one where the kid really... This was just launched. It wasn't even, as I understand it, coming off the kid wanting a present. It's that President Trump learns the next kid is from Pennsylvania. This is cut six.
And Mr. President, we are connecting you to Cruz. He is 5 years old from State College, Pennsylvania. And Santa is currently in for Copenhagen, Denmark.
Whoa. That's pretty good. Hi. How are you?
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Mom.
This is Krill.
Hi, Krill.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Right, I know. Oh, Pennsylvania is great. We won Pennsylvania. We won it in a landslide, so I love Pennsylvania.
Oh, my. Three times.
So Santa right now is in Copenhagen, Denmark. And he's heading toward our country. What would you like from Santa?
A sweetie pen, and I want a grave digger, and I want science stuff and a robot.
Well, you'll get all of it. Huh? Mom, I think he's going to get all of it, don't you think, from Santa?
Thank you. Merry Christmas, General.
I think so. He was really good.
He sounds like he's good. Sounds like he's got a good mom, too, right?
Yeah. We love President Trump, right?
Ah, that's so nice.
Yeah. And I voted.
Oh, wow. I'll bet your mom voted properly. Well, we love that wonderful place you come from. You know, we have very good feelings about it. We did so well there, so I appreciate it, Mom. Okay? Pennsylvania is a great place. Really great place. So I want to thank you and good luck. And I hope you get everything you want, but I think Santa will come through. He's heading here from Denmark, and he should be here in about 5 hours, but you'll be sleeping, right?
Yep.
When you sleep, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to be the happiest young man.
I have a question.
Yeah, I thought he was going to pivot Denmark and say, and we're going to get Greenland.
We're going to buy Greenland
in this new year. You know, can you talk to the Santa's talking to the Danes?
But the burning question I have is, what 5-year-old is going to understand elections?
Well, of course, that's why this is classical humor here. I mean, it gets worse.
Well, Trump's screwing the parents over. Now they have to buy the kid all this stuff. He's promising them all this stuff.
Yeah, well, here is cut 10, when the kid mentioned, I think this is a little bit older kid, maybe, that he'd like a pinball machine. Now Trump launches into Elton John off the pinball machine. This is probably the classic of all. Cut 10.
So?
I would like the most
pinball machine. That's great. You know Elton John? He did Pinball Wizard. We'll have to send you a copy of Pinball Wizard. That sounds great, actually. So Santa's not going to let you down. Santa is a good Santa. Not going to let you down.
All right. One other, I don't have to play it now, but I think wanted to know, if Santa be mad if she didn't want to leave cookies for Santa, would he be mad? And Trump said, no, he's cherubic. He would just be disappointed. And these are 7 or 8 year old. The pinball one, though.
That one was awesome.
That's the all time jump in Trump's mind. Elton John, say Elton John, pinball wizard. What the heck? He should have gone with Greenland in Denmark there. That was set up for it. He's heaven over Greenland. Soon, kids, that'll be part of America.
Right. You're
learning that tonight. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210 and we'll get on board. By the way, in coming days, maybe before the new year, John Yoo, native Philadelphian, big-time attorney. We had him on quite a lot, 2025, maybe 20 times. He was out there yesterday, I think it was yesterday on Fox, talking about this big Supreme Court decision that said that President Trump cannot send the National Guard into Chicago. Now, there may be some wiggle room here, but it's an unusual decision. And John Yoo makes the point. They do say you can send the U.S. military in, but only if the entire U.S. military, this is how crazy this is, doesn't make a dent in it. Only then can you send the National Guard. Look, I don't want to send the Marines into Chicago. Military forces trying to be the police. The National Guard is a little bit more of yin and yang. You know, you got a better shot there doing, you don't want to see the military rolling in an urban area. That's putting them in a bad spot. That's not going to be good. I don't know that Trump is going to do that. But Chicago is where they're needed probably as much as anywhere in the country. So what will he do? Well, John Yoo says there are other things here in the court. But when I read the decision, Sam Alito, brilliant guy, been on the show 7 times, as you know, over the years, said, no, I dissent. We're not going to have federal officers, ICE and others, under threat of death in these cities just to somehow or another try to take away a presidential power. And what happened here is you saw the lines in this Supreme Court. Of course, the three progressives, they all voted to say, no, can't send troops into Chicago. Weasel, I think, and amiss Kavanaugh, he wrote a concurrence. And Johnny Roberts, who was a big miss by George W. Bush, and Amy Coney Barrett, who I think was a miss by President Trump, they both wrote the opinion saying no. This is unconstitutional. Only the U.S. military can be sent in. This is not based upon duking it out over the Constitution, I think. This is about the Supreme Court, Roberts, stung a little bit by the idea they're going along with Trump too much, so they're going to not go along with this. But you see that Gorsuch, Clarence Thomas, and particularly Sam Alito, who wrote the dissent, are right there where they should be. The problem is, I think Coney Barrett is a definite miss, and Kavanaugh might be a miss. They don't miss. The other side didn't miss. They had 3 shots. They have 3 that are just, they don't even have to go to work. You know how they're going to vote. How do we end up with this? Well, blame George W. Bush on Roberts. Coney Barrett, that's a tough one. I didn't think there was any indication, but she seems to want to curry favor with John Roberts, maybe to be the Chief Justice someday when he retires, if he does. And that's where she's going. I'm kind of a bit stunned to see it play out that way, but that's where she is right now. She, whatever he does, she seems to go along with. And Kavanaugh is a bit of a weaselly figure. Pretty hard to say. Sometimes he is with the big three of Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito. But again, we had all these Supreme Court picks. And still, I would say things are in doubt because of those misses, because of the 2 that I mentioned particularly. Okay, we'll get you on the side question. All-time downfalls. That's what we're looking for. Coming off 3 years ago yesterday. 1991 it was. Gorbachev resigns and the Soviet Union dissolves. You can hit us with a person, place, product, thing, city, sports team. One note yesterday on the sports on Sunday. The NFL, you have to go to a streaming service. Now, a lot of people have Netflix, true. I don't know. It was the other one on Prime, I think. And the NBA owned Christmas Day. They put out some pretty good games yesterday, some pretty intriguing matchups. I haven't seen the final numbers, but it's clear that the NFL owns Christmas Day now. Even though there were lackluster games, lackluster teams, Netflix had problems again, buffering, etc. Bottom line, Charles Barkley, who was on last night on The Big Show, which is now on ESPN, going after the NFL as piggish. Oh, come on now. The bottom line is America wants the NFL. Same day, I happen to be flipping through Netflix. Really good documentary I'd recommend on John Elway, who is kind of the forgotten quarterback. I think he's among the five best of all time. And Elway is, of course, the guy who said, no, I'm not going to go to Baltimore. They are screwed up beyond belief. Remember, they fled Baltimore. Remember all the turmoil. I'll sit out of here. I'll play baseball. And he had the ability, so much ability to do it, that they transferred his rights, essentially, to Denver. And he went on to win, I think, two Super Bowls. And is just, as far as arms, one of the three or four best in the history of the league, etc.
And kids today, they'll look at his interception numbers and they'll think he wasn't that good. No, it was a different game back then. Yeah, you were actually allowed to play defense.
Yeah. And they interview Terry Bradshaw, who came across as dumb as he is now, which is hard to do. Attacking Elway, saying how, and this is what I wanted to get you in on, how dare he say that he's not going to go? Doesn't he understand the draft and the principle of the draft? I will tell you, it's a holiday season, all I despise these drafts. And I don't understand how people that are conservative can support the idea of telling someone where they have to work. And all this stuff that the NFL does with parity, it's socialism. I mean, it's pretty clear to me.
Do you have a fix?
Yeah, just let people go where they want. It's America. That's my fix. And people are going to go to different places. Look, I don't think anybody's going to want to go to Buffalo. Well, they don't have a team. That's America. Who would want to go to Buffalo? Well, maybe you're from that area. Maybe your wife is. Maybe they're willing to pay you more. Maybe you like the coach. Maybe you like the system. Maybe you want to go into the Hall of Fame. That's how America usually is. But Bradshaw, instead of embracing this guy and saying, wow, I hope more people can do this, that gives players more opportunity to make a decision, attacks Elway. This guy is one of the, and this interview he came across, almost as dumb as he is now, and the stuff that he says. And we know recently some of the stuff about Trump and other things. Just an embarrassment. But I think the bottom line on this is this. If people like something in America, they're willing to overlook anything else. And the NFL proved again yesterday. They are the biggest thing going. They are too big to fail. They decimated NBA basketball, which dominated, that's their premier showcase until the playoffs. Maybe Martin Luther King Day did do something big. But basketball used to be the thing that had really good games, big players on Christmas Day, short players had to sacrifice, the whole thing. But the NFL puts on three usual games with almost no real consequence in two of them, at least. They have problems. You got to pay for it, essentially. Now, maybe you have the service, but again, you're paying for it in some way. Where the NBA is on channels, usually, where there's not that component, and yet NFL football kills it. It is bigger than it's ever been, and there's no horizon there. I mean, it is just a Goliath. All right, you can get in on that, though. I know. Even DJ and Luke yesterday with me. particularly Luke and all. No, no, no. You got to have parity. Well, parity is a word to me that a Mandami would say. Why do you need parity? Why can't one team be better than the others? Well, everybody's got to be equal here. Really? Okay, 855-839-1210. I'm coming to your calls. Get in. All-time downfall, 855-839-1210.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. You know, as we get toward the end of the year, all these statistics roll in. I just saw this one. California, the average teacher salary, average now, $101,584 a year. That's the average. Telling you that, you know, you have some starting teachers. I think they started about 59. You can imagine some of the numbers then in California to bring that up to an average of $101,584. Now, due to Gavin Newsom, et cetera, inflation, Biden, that probably doesn't go that far, but still, it's not bad with the amount of time off, et cetera, $101,000+, and great health care benefits, the whole thing. All right, let's go to Robert in Bensalem, Talk Radio 1210. How's the ankle today, Robert?
Oh, it's doing okay. I had a stumble on it and hurt it, but I'll be all right. I just need to be patient.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I just wanted to sing the praises of somebody who never gets any credit around this time of year, Dom, and that would be the stranger. There's a lot of kids growing up in an orphanage that sure. got toys and gifts from people they never met. Even if you participate in food drives or taking toys to the stadium or stuff like that, just understand that even though you might not get that personal thanks, you're really, really helping somebody, and they'll probably never forget it. Seriously.
Your impact of taking your situation and just seeing through those eyes is wonderful. And the manner, you know, the credibility you have of calling attention to that. That's exactly right.
Or just doing your best to try to pay it forward as best you can. It's all it takes, you know.
Yep.
But I wanted to go a little large with my answer. My answer to the side question is going to be Mesoamerican civilizations and empires. They were thriving for thousands of years. Some of the biggest buildings in the world, some of the mm-hmm. largest pyramids in Central America and South America and the Aztecs up in Mexico. And they thrived for 1,000 years. And then the conquistadors came, and it's just within 100 years, they were gone, man. And now a lot of people will say that with the Mayans and whatnot, it had a climactic cause to that, and that the climate shifted and they had to move, and they just basically dispersed from their temples. But their marker as an empire is gone. It's all gone, and it's completely Spanish speaking, and you have to go down there to see signs of it, and it's kind of a shame. I understand progress, but my answer is going to be Mesoamerican civilization embodied by the Aztecs.
Thank you, Robert. Have a nice weekend. That was almost a Joe of Exton answer, while not sounding like with the Meso. Joe will be in on the, that is true, though.
Yeah.
Civilizations, one moment they're here, bang. I said the Roman Empire, probably even greater.
Yep.
Over length of time and the amount of the world conquered, but there you go. All right, hit us with this. All-time downfalls is what we're looking for. You know, we had a lot of fun a few weeks ago, particularly that Henry was a connoisseur, or at least somewhat of that, of Costco's pizza. And I told you that during the retail giant's Q1 2026 earnings call, the head guy there pointed to a few fun facts about the holiday selling season so far, including unprecedented pizza sales. That Costco, the retailer achieved a record-breaking 250 million in Black Friday online orders, and pizza was something, though, that was driving the brick and mortar, if you will. Pizza, Costco pizza. Now, the Wall Street Journal, I clipped this morning, has got a piece, how Costco won over wine snobs. Now, I'm not sure, you have to tell me if it's the average Costco, but the Costcos out there in wine country are won over to shop at Costco. And some of these wines, we're talking hundreds of dollars, thousands. I'm looking at one, $675.99, that kind of thing. I don't think I'm enough of a connoisseur. I'd be able to tell the difference. I did when the Young Republicans gave me a bottle. It was $108. I thought I noticed some difference. But they interview people in wine country there. And to a person, they talk about the fact that Costco is stocked. This is in wine country, too. One says this is a key place for new gems, sales representatives for urban wine brokers. With fewer people drinking wine, vineyards blame the economy, younger generation shifting tastes, cannabis, and side effects from Ozempic. Wow. Ozempic curtails wine sales. That doesn't make sense to me, the side effect from them. Not sure what it is that would do that. You had something on that, Kurt?
No, I was going to say, that is a shocker. That is like a real shocker to me.
Yeah.
How that.
But changing tastes, cannabis versus wine, I could see that, I guess. So Costco is now cornering the wine market and the pizza market.
Wow.
Yeah, by that I mean big sales out of something. You think it's toilet paper and
right. That's what I thought they would be like the biggest
toilet
one.
Toilet paper goods.
Right.
They sold books big time for a while. If you didn't get Costco to take you as an author, that was a big slap. I mean, they would sell hundreds of thousands of books potentially.
Yep.
Let's go to Costco, honey. I need a Chablis of 1996 and I need a margarita pizza. Let's go to Costco.
Right.
What the heck is happening here with this guy? You know, so I'm trying to convince Roe. The nearest one to us, I think, is a half hour away. But still, it might be worth it.
Same here. There's one in me is about a half hour as well. Yeah. And that place is super packed. I mean, the parking lot is like unreal.
Gas is cheaper. You can still get a hot dog and soda for $1.50.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yep.
All right. Coming up, Judge Mike Donohue. He is the chair of the Cape May County, the Cape GOP. What is actually going to happen in Jersey that first day with Mikey Sherrill when we see affordability play out? Can she really freeze everything and her attorney general do price controls and the rest? I think he's recovered. We did talk with him post the big defeat so that we can be rational about this. Because affordability is all over the place. That's why Mondami is so important. The guy crawls with pitfalls for Democrats, but they're going to go with it. There's going to be heat that first day, and he's going to do everything he can to help Republicans win. All right, we'll talk with Mike Donohue. We'll take more of your calls on Talk Radio 12.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Okay, it is Dom time. Momentarily, we'll talk with Judge Mike Donahue at the Jersey Shore. When we come up to the first day of Mikey Sherrill in office, and it's imminent, what are we going to see? What can they really do? And we're going to see the word affordability in Virginia. The new governor there says affordability is going to run through everything that we do. Now, we know that they caused it. What is the way of puncturing this, given what the media is all about? Well, what the Trump administration is doing, each action that they're taking, then the big, beautiful bill kicking in, will all be helpful. But that's not going to stop them because they have nothing else. And latching onto this, if I were advising them, is a smart play for them. They have nothing else at all. At least this gives them something to wrap it around. Then their people in the media will try to tout every success they have. Mike Donahue is also one of the real central players as an attorney and advisor in the battle against Big Wind, which the Trump administration really dealt a big blow to just in the last week with their decision up and down the East Coast to shut down the remaining projects, which were still huge. So 855-839-1210, you get on board. So the tells for us in affordability are going to be Jersey. They are going to be Mondomini in New York, who's going to go wild right out of the box. And he'll have a lot of sycophants that are excited. Oh, my God, this is exciting. And as long as we have enough time, I'm thinking 6 to 8 months of these experiments, you are going to see a big difference here. You're going to see this play out pretty quickly. And again, as I said, Mike Donahue is in the center ring on this, on both those issues. Stock market as an indicator hits year over year record high, still continuing. I think it's the Santa push stimulus right now. Let's go to Chef Dave in Oak Glen on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chef Dave, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how you doing today?
Good.
Basically, the Great Depression. It was the collapse of the, you know, the stock market, because most people were buying stocks on margin back then.
Right.
You know, so it was basically the, once the production was overproduced, people started selling their stocks, so it crashed, and it 25% American unemployment, destroyed basically Germany. Germany took one of the hardest hits from it, and it led to the rise of, you know, the Charlie Chaplin guy.
Yep, that's a very good one. That is a major thing. You know, that famous caption, that cartoon, guy going off to buy a loaf of bread with a wheelbarrow of money in Germany. I don't know if it was quite that extreme, but it was pretty close. All right, let's go to the judge, as Scott Presler always says. He is the chair of Cape GOP, Cape Maybe County GOP, and our host this year at one of the most outstanding events ever, that big rally in October in North Wildwood, Mike Donahue. Mike, Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dom, Merry Christmas. Great to be here. Hope you had a great Christmas.
Absolutely, Mike, and I am counting down the days, Mondomini more so. But with Mikey Sherrill, you and I haven't talked since they announced the attorney general. And in her preamble, she said one of her main functions is going to be affordability. Now, we'll get to Mikey in a moment, but with the attorney general, does that mean an attempt at price controls? What's your sense of that?
You know, it's perplexing to me. I don't know Jen Davenport, but she's from Cape May County, which I kind of like.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that. I read some of the stories. Didn't really make sense to me. It's the buzzword of the day. So I guess they're just trying to put it in wherever they can. I mean, if the discussion was that we are going to crack down on illegal immigration and participate along with the president and Homeland Security and ICE and all the rest of them in removing hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants from New Jersey, that would certainly be a huge cost savings to the taxpayers, but I don't think that's what they mean. I'm not sure how the Attorney General steps in, I guess they can identify waste, fraud, and abuse, but that really wasn't the discussion. It was just sort of this general, that's going to be my focus. I mean, let's wait and see, I guess, but I'm not quite sure what that looks like as the chief law enforcement officer.
Well, I am in a camp, Mike, that thinks this is sound strategy by them nationally and, you know, through Jersey, because they have nothing else. So they have two things, hatred of Trump, which they're going to and it's going to be there in the midterms. But at least with affordability, even though they're the enemies of it, they can wrap around their message with that and play sort of against billionaires or whatever. So as you understand it, Mikey Sherrill then on day one is going to freeze prices how?
No one understands it.
Okay.
She just said
Yeah, right.
You know, she focused on energy and how terrible it was, and that Murphy's Green New scam policies finally came home to roost, and all of a sudden here we are having to buy power instead of exporting power, and all kinds of problems and prices going through the roof. And look, a lot of this was baked in that they were planning to do this in order to fund offshore wind and other things. And they were just, you know, willing to do it. And, you know, the ratepayer be damned when it started to cost them politically. And I give her credit because she stole the issue. There's no doubt about it in that campaign that Mikey Sherrill stole the energy issue. It should have been a really good issue for us. And she flipped it around and said, well, I've got a plan, executive order, and I'm going to freeze prices. And Jack had a better plan, but it was, you know, it was about getting out of the regional greenhouse gas initiative, all these other things that people sort of, hers was much easier to digest, although it was impossible. And Murphy, the governor, Murphy actually said, yeah, this is pretty much impossible. So I don't know that there's any mechanism. I'm not really into New Jersey governors declaring states of emergency after COVID and what we saw that how that worked. So that really is not the mechanism to try to fix this. The mechanism to fix this is to do what we were trying to do for many years, the all of above strategy, to make sure that we had traditional power sources to supply electricity while we tried to explore, you know, cleaner energy sources. But there was never a legitimate plan to replace traditional sources of power generation with things like offshore wind. It was just all pie in the sky virtue signaling, and now it's coming back to bite us. And it's look, God bless the new governor Sherrill. I hope she succeeds because the state needs to succeed. But she is inheriting an absolute mess. I think it's going to be worse for her than ever was for Phil Murphy. I think she's stepping into the inevitable collapse of a socialist system, which eventually comes, right? Like Margaret Thatcher said, problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money. That's where we are. And Governor Sherrill is going to govern over this failed socialist state. And, you know, I'm kind of dreading it as a New Jersey resident. But I don't know that there's any way to stop it at this point. They can't. There's no more money, and they're broke, and they're going to continue to be broke. And, you know, billionaires, you know, how many have left? How many millionaires are there? You know, the millionaire's tax became the, you know, half a millionaire's tax a long time ago. And what are they going to do now? Just, you know, it's a failed system, and we're about to be a failed state, and we're about to have brownouts this summer, and all these terrible things that socialism leads to. My hope is that the voters maybe wake up to that. And you know, that's kind of also what happens sometimes, that the voters finally say, you know what, we were going along with this, but look at this. Like, I can't even pay my electric bill.
Yeah, so that brings us to your other hat, Mike, which is a big one, the wind thing and what President Trump did up and down the East Coast. Now, around this of offshore wind, does that mean what? We're okay until Trump's out of office, I guess.
Well, it's very significant. Yet we have been arguing for years of the national security impacts. And I go back to, I think it was 2022 or 23, where the Department of Defense, the Navy, you know, that they have a giant naval base in Norfolk, Virginia. And they came out and said, yeah, you're not putting windmills offshore here. It'll interfere with naval operations. It'll interfere with radar, all these things. They ignored it. We heard at the time that there was sort of a lay down order to DOD from the Biden administration to not get involved in these decisions. And we know Jeff Van Drew argued to the Coast Guard. Chris Smith wrote to, I think, the Department of Defense at the time, the congressman from Ocean County and Monmouth County. And Andy Harris, the congressman in Maryland, did the same thing. And, you know, others, Megan Lapp from the Seafreeze, us here in Cape May County, all argued to the Biden administration that there were serious national security concerns. We have a Coast Guard base in Cape May, right? All of it was ignored. We then began pushing with the Trump administration. And finally, last week, the Secretary of Interior indicated he had reviewed confidential or classified national security assessments. And based on that, put a halt to all offshore wind that's under development right now. So it was a huge win. I mean, we've been to the U.S. Supreme Court to try to achieve that in regard to certain of these projects without success. So for that to happen now, and I would say my expectation would be that the ultimate national security analysis will conclude that these things are not compatible with U.S. national security. So there is a potential there for it to be more of a permanent thing. That doesn't mean a Democrat mm-hmm. president couldn't find a way to undo it. But it's significant because there are projects that are underway,
right? Exactly.
You know, that are now halted. Not just these sort of speculative projects in lease areas. These are projects in Revolution Wind, I think, is one, and the names are escaping me, but more up on the northern east coast that, you know, there are parties who have been fighting in federal court for years to try to stop these things, and now it has happened. So it's a big win. It was for us, it was kind of the second biggest day since Ørsted left on Halloween of 2023 and took their projects off of Cape May County back to Copenhagen. There's a big, very big win. So we continue to push, and we're going to try to concretize this. And, you know, Congressman Van Drew is still very much engaged, and see if we can't get through this pause to some type of permanent prohibition of these structures. So it was a good day.
Absolutely. Well, I can't thank you enough, though, what you've done and how I got closer to it and saw what you were involved in. This year, Mike, the event, the takeaway from it, whatever happened with Jack, younger people there at this huge event you did in North Wildwood and spirituality coming through it, including your own. I am still stunned, and we just had Jack Posobiec on today. At the legacy of Charlie Kirk. In a million years, I wouldn't have guessed this would go on or it was that big when he was assassinated. Are you still, and particularly that minister you had, that young guy, I don't even know if I can call him a minister, my God. It's unbelievable there. Yeah.
Pastor Matt Mayer.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. One of a kind. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we're all very much still engaged. You know, the election was tough, and God bless Jack. He's a friend of mine. He always will be. It was a tough night. But it was a tough night all over the country for us. It was a blue wave we didn't see coming, and those things happen. But in terms of that event, you know, what we call the Cape GOP America First Return to the Wildwoods rally, which was awesome, and thanks for being there. It was so great. It took on a life of its own, Dom, and I think Charlie Kirk was a big part of that. It was a month to the day when Charlie was assassinated mm-hmm. when we had that rally, and all of a sudden it just sort of became this national thing with Benny Johnson and Jack Posobiec and Cliff Maloney and Scott Libedo and Scott Pressler and all of these people who were engaged in New Jersey sort of at the time and very much involved with Charlie, who wanted to be a part of it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you know, Jack Sobel's calling me saying, can I be a part of this? And you know, unfortunately, Benny Johnson got stuck in Florida for good reason. But to have the rest of those guys there, to have Scott Libedo unveiling his portrait of Charlie Kirk that night and just, it was just so moving for everybody. And we have maintained that. Like we continue these relationships that we developed that day, and we have plans for heading into 26. And, you know, we want to try, I don't think we'll ever be able to duplicate that, but we do have plans to try to do that again in the 26th cycle at some point. And, you know, the spirituality element of it really came from Charlie. He was a mm-hmm. Christ-centered person. And that really shined through. And I think it was actually Matt Rooney who said at one point, he's like, we need more God in what we do, which I thought was a great quote. And it's true. And we've sort of maintained that. And I said at the time, like, when a martyr is made, the movement grows. And that's what we're witnessing right now. I mean, we're witnessing it with, they just had America Fest, Turning Point USA that you saw with Erica Kirk and the vice president there and a whole lot of others recommitting to this. And, you know, Matt and I are involved with the America First Policy Institute, which is also very God-centered, and advancing America First policies every day. So we're excited about 26. I think it's going to be a tough year. I think we have to do everything we can, switching hats back to politics, that, you know, in order to maintain the House. It's an uphill slog for an off-year election in a presidential term, but not impossible. And the battleground districts are limited. So we still have a chance there. And I think the president is beginning to score some real economic wins that will affect people's pocketbooks, which is what he promised and what he needs to deliver on. So that my hope is, as we head through this year, people will begin to see that and feel it and be optimistic about it and keep that going. So a lot coming down the road. As we head into 26.
Well, we got your seat already at Mulligan's, Mike, this year. No Wells. Nothing's going to go wrong with that. So thank you, though, for just an unbelievable event and year to be continued, Mike. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dom. Take care.
All right. Judge Mike Donahue here on Talk Radio 1210. Oh, God. Joe of Exton here on the horizon. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. By the way, I have the most popular cat and dog names this year. It's amazing how these things run in cycles. And I'll tell you what the most popular name for male dogs is. And is this part of the conversation I just had with Mike Donahue? I'll give you that next. You get in right now, though, at 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in, everyone. We'll talk with Bill Devlin. Vast experience in Nigeria. Pastor Bill Devlin. They just got a guy released today that he was involved in. And this is part of the Trump doctrine in that the bombing, we're not going to put boots on the ground. We're not going to suffer casualties. But we are going to try to do what we can to at least mitigate. And at this point, anti-Christian bias, among other things, and this vicious group. Michelle Obama might at least put something up on Twitter. Remember her connection with the girls that were taken. I stand with them and all that. Well, so does Trump. And he actually took some action that might have some impact here. All right. The number one, according to Rover.com and Fox News, Luna remains the top cat and dog name of all time and this year again. But for male dogs, just exclusively male dogs, Charlie is the most popular name for 2025. Now, I didn't go back and look and see in 2024 or 2023. That strikes me as a top 10 name potentially. But it is kind of curious that it is number one among male dogs this year. And I got to think some of that is what we were just talking about with Mike Donahue, the impact of Charlie Kirk. At least it strikes that it might be some. Milo is up there somewhere too near the top, which I don't I don't get. But
you know, it's from the movie Milo and Otis.
Okay. I don't know if it's appeared before, though, but it's right there on the cusp of being the most named. All right. John in Huntington Valley during the holiday season. Where might we go here, John? All right, John. I'll take the call, John. Go right ahead. Go right ahead with your sour grapes. Go ahead, John. Go ahead. John, turn your radio off. I was going to give you a chance to attack President Trump.
It's from the movie, Milo and Otis.
All right. Thank you, John. His downfall would be America, of course, because of Trump. Okay. Duly registered, John. Thank you. I don't know why you just left the radio. Okay. Coming up, we're going to talk with Bill Devlin, Pastor Bill Devlin. who travels the world to some of the toughest places imaginable. I don't think, based on the email, that he's in Nigeria today, but maybe. He just effectuated the release of one individual who's fairly prominent. Get his thoughts. You know, Nicki Minaj, the whole thing associated with this, put it on the map. But the anti-Christian bias, murdering people. And, you know, it's difficult. We don't want to get involved as the world's policeman. For some, does this go too far that Trump then went after this group? Or do people see it as more as part of his mission, similar to what he's doing with Venezuela, where there's opportunity to flex American power for just causes? That's what he's doing without putting American lives on the line. That's where the trick is. That's what his policy has been. We're not going to get involved in wars and all that. You see how he's squeezing Maduro in Venezuela. Now, John missed his chance. That's okay. Yeah. I got him. John, Nuremberg trials. We're awaiting them coming up. Okay. All right. Hit us at 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.